Hello, Ryan.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Welcome back, listeners. We have quite an episode in store. It's kind of part two of our weird fake NES console coverage, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah. What's new, Jordan? Before we get to this, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Any new video games in your life?
A couple.
Yeah, let's hear about them.
So, I got Rainbow Six Siege Extraction the other day.
Okay.
And I was running around actually enjoying the game. It was one of the most enjoyable Ubisoft games that I've played so far.
Okay, cool.
But besides that, I think that's it.
Okay. I don't have any new video game information for you. Because I'm old school. I.e. old. I don't play video games anymore.
I mean, hey, you never know when the old school is going to rise up.
That's right. And I do enjoy playing video games. It's just not something that's in my daily routine.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not trying to say that old people can't play video games or that I don't like them. It's just not my routine anymore. But we get moments like this to play wonderful games like the first one up today, Police Dog Lassie. Are you familiar with the dog Lassie? Do you know who Lassie is?
Nah.
Okay, so Lassie was this old television show. And each week, each episode, there'd be something would happen. Like the famous one is Timmy fell in the well. And Lassie saw Timmy. I think Timmy was the Lassie's, like, Lassie was Timmy's dog.
I think your player won.
Yeah, you're right. So Lassie sees Timmy fall in the well, runs home to the farm or whatever, barks, and they're like, oh, Lassie, did Timmy fall in the well? Like, that's the kind of the joke about the show Lassie. So Lassie would just bark and be like, oh, a car's been stolen on Main Street. We have to go find it. So we're going to play Lassie Police Dog. Jordan just fired it up. It's right now there's a, it looks like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, but it's just a guy dressed in green, I guess, with a sack of money. He's burying things. I should have told you that ahead of time. He's burying things. So now you're Lassie, the police dog. You got to go find that stuff. And you hit a button to try to dig. So you got to go find where that stuff is.
I know it was somewhere around.
Oh, Jordan found the gun and the diamond. Ooh, you're Lassie. You're really good. Another diamond. Got buried a lot of stuff. So, for the listeners, the screen is.
Oh, I found a bomb.
Oh, Lassie died.
Oh.
Died again. Wow, Lassie's having a tough time with it. It's a screen. The graphics are fine. The dog doesn't look bad, I don't think. You've got a timer. You've got this. There's a picket fence at the bottom of the screen, but it's essentially just a bunch of grass with some, I guess they're plants. I don't really know. They look very bizarre. But the burglar went around and hid stuff at the opening of the game, and now Lassie has to Jordan has to find where all the stolen things and guns are. Victory. You did it. You passed the first level.
Last minute.
Stage two. So, Jordan, what do you think as you're playing this game?
Okay, I wasn't expecting bombs.
Me neither. And now you know to look out for where he hits stuff. I think Jordan's going to do very well this time. Okay, go, Lassie.
Oh, I almost just digged there. Oh, there's a bomb.
That's the bomb?
Yep.
I thought that was a watch, which made no sense. Okay, so we tried Lassie Police Dog. You want me to try?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you got to say what I'm doing, though.
So, Ryan, oh, there's the gun. So, it's potentially the robber goes around and hides stuff, and if you hit a bomb, you lose a life. Okay. So, it's all about the memory. How good is your memory?
Yeah, it is. It is like a memory game, I would agree.
So, here we go. Here comes Lassie. I'm sort of confident you'll hit a bomb.
Well, I just got two guns.
Let's see if you can find the diamond. Oh, there it is.
A diamond. I think there's a bag of money down here.
Nope, there's a bomb. There's a bomb. All right, back in.
Okay, let's see.
Only two lives.
I don't know what that bag was.
All right. You're doing good so far.
Thanks.
You've gotten 5 out of the 6 items.
Victory! Look
Hell
at that!
Yeah, look at that!
Did I die once? Now let's see what else I get.
So now you're back on to stage 2.
Right, diamond, diamond. Bomb. Diamond, diamond, bomb. Gun. There's a bomb there, there's a bomb there. There's a diamond there. I already forget.
Oh, here we go.
What is that? Alright, here we go.
Here comes Lassie. 7 items now. They bumped it up 1. So let's see how you do. Oh, bomb.
Oh, and I try to remember where the bombs were, too. Okay.
Okay, here we go. You're doing pretty damn good.
And I got a diamond.
Oh, look at that. 4 out of 7. That means you've only got 3 more. Oh, got another diamond.
I got another bomb. All right, game over. All right, that was Police Dog Lassie.
Wow. All
right, next up we have Box Move, which I am really looking forward to you playing Box Move. I'm just scrolling through the 600 something games here. So if you see Box Move, let me know. I think it'll be right around here, but no, it's not. Okay. Box Move. Bugs War, Bomb King, Bubble, Baseball New, Burrow Explorer. Where is Box Move? Box Move, Bomb Jack. Box Move, Box Move. All right, Jordan, I need you to help here. I'm talking while I'm looking for Box Move.
So,
what else?
Potentially, these are all 600 games, even though it's only about, what, 200?
200, maybe?
Yeah.
Where's Box Move? Did I...
Oh, there's Spider-Man.
Did I have a bad dream? You want to play Spider-Man?
Nah. No. We'll look for Box Move.
I think I must have gone past it. Or I had a bad dream about a game called Box Move and I typed it into my phone so I had to remember it. Box Move. Where is it?
Oh, God. We can't find this dang thing.
Well, there's Bomb King again.
There's burglars. Or is that bugglers? I don't know.
Okay, let's see.
Route 16, Icy Hockey.
Fruit Pig. We played Fruit Pig? Did we play Fruit Pig last time?
Yeah.
Oh, Arkanoid. Love that game. Alright, but we're looking for bad games.
Nothing is more bad than E.T.
Yeah, I wish E.T. was on here. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be completely awesome. Chess. Tank.
Snow Bros. There's one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. Maybe I really did imagine box move. Oh, it's called move box. Sorry. That's why I messed up. All right, so Jordan.
Oh, God, already taking one look. It looks like we're already in New York.
Yeah, it looks like you're right, because there's probably the Statue of Liberty right there.
Yep.
So describe what we're seeing on the screen here, Jordan.
So currently there's three little tiny steps that I think are steps. There's the Statue of Liberty in the background as the New Year's happening and the sky is imploding. Oh, okay. So I guess we're supposed to move the boxes on top of each box.
Alright, here I go.
So you're stacking boxes. So in this game, you start with three boxes. There's one large box.
Oh.
One medium box.
The controls are really hard to do here. I can't even.
One medium box. And then one small box. And you gotta get all the boxes in
what are we doing
each
though?
Other
I don't understand this game at all.
You gotta move that large box over, then move you gotta stack boxes.
All right, so there's three boxes of different sizes and you gotta move them on top of
you gotta stack the three boxes.
Alright, so now I need to go to this box.
Okay. I think you just restarted the level.
What?
You just restarted the level.
Alright, I hit box ? Doesn't do anything. Alright, there we go.
Okay, that's how you play.
Yeah, and then.
Then I think you bring the medium box.
Onto that one, and then this big box.
Oh, wait. You put the big box on the last one, bring the medium box to the middle one, put the big box on the medium one, then put the little box at the end.
You do it. I don't know why I do it. Alright, the controls have passed to Jordan.
Alright. So.
So he's. I mean, I guess, like, if this. I mean, again, I don't know how this little fake NES thing got made, but I guess if these were like real games, maybe you'd have like directions on how to play them or something. But I think you gotta put the medium box on the little box. Perfect. Win. Alright. So you won.
Yeah.
Okay, now Jordan's going for round two with four boxes. How's this going? Alright, this game, it doesn't look fun, but it's not horrible.
No.
Alright, so Jordan's got, he just put the big box on the slightly smaller box. Now I see what you got. Yeah, this is tricky. Alright, this game's maybe fun. I mean, fun might be pushing it, but it's interesting. Huh, what do you? With box, see, that might be right. Now that goes there. This is not good for podcasting.
No.
This has got to be not fun to listen to at all. So we apologize. The next game is going to be more high energy, and it'll be more fun. Maybe.
Only time could tell.
No,
God, that little
right.
Cube,
yeah,
man.
I think you want that on one. You want that on the smaller one. Oh, that's what you want. I see.
That little
cube,
man.
Wow, this is a tough game, it turns out.
All right. Now,
move
since
box.
This is not the box I want.
Wow, this is like a mind puzzle more than like a action game or something. You gotta use your brain to figure out how to do this. How do you move four boxes around on three platforms? Yeah, dude, you did it. So now you move that one there. Oh, Jordan figured it out. Boom. He's about to do it. He's about to finish this second stage. All right. How many boxes do you have now? Five boxes. Let's see. Optimal step 31. Not sure what that means. Guessing that's going to mean if you do it perfect, it's 31 moves. That seems insane to me. Okay, and then that would go there. Boy, this game is tricky. I highly recommend searching out Move Box. I don't know if you can find it online somewhere or you go buy one of these
crappy NES.
Crappy fake NESs that honestly are not that expensive, so maybe they're worth it. I don't know. I don't want to promote this complete ripoff. I'm sure somewhat illegal gaming system. Although they'd be shut down. But I don't know. Maybe they do get shut down. I don't know how these things work. In my mind, the company that makes this makes them, sells a bunch, and then like says, oh, we went out of business. You can't sue us anymore. I don't know. Jordan, what do you think of Move Box?
God, it's the most boring thing I ever
had.
Yeah, but it is entertaining.
There's something about it that kind of seems like it's addictive because you don't want it to beat you.
I'm not letting a goddamn cardboard box beat me.
No, I think you were right. I think you were right. Yeah, bring that back over to the other
one. Okay, now this is just a mess.
Move Box. So I wonder if we have any other... I'm going to do a little research here while you're playing and people are listening.
God.
Just dead silence.
Why? Just
why?
Out
a little bit about Move Box.
Why, man? Why does there have to be three pallets?
Okay, Move Box game. Let's find out what we can find out.
Oh.
All right, well, that looks a little different.
Oh, I was so close.
Really, there's a lot of versions of this game.
Ryan, I was so close.
You almost had it?
Yes.
Move the box. Yeah, there's a lot of variations on this game. But you can get it for your phone.
What?
I don't know if it's the same one. Let me find out.
Please, God, tell me that is not true.
Okay.
What is wrong with me? Jeez, I can't know.
No, this, honestly, the game on your phone looks, you can get on your phone, looks way better than what we're playing right now.
No, because that's smaller than the other, so that has to go over here.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Move Box. You're up to 75 moves. This is the kind of game that, like, I would sit here and play to try to beat it because it's like an action game of something. It's about how much you gotta shoot and jump and do the right things, and it's sort of somewhat like more of a physical thing of like how quick can you move around and shoot the buttons and whatever. But this is just mind stuff. This is just, can I figure this out? No, I think you want that back on three, Jordan. Jude, I think you're almost there. No. Now move the big one over to zero. Oh, you were so close.
Oh, you only can get 99 moves.
All right. We're done with box moves.
Oh, God, man. Look at that.
All right, Jordan, you pick a game based on the name, and we're going to play it. Because I'm out of ideas for this.
Oh.
And it could be a game that you think will be good.
Well, I think this should be good. I want to see you play, Ryan.
You want to see me play Dr. Mario, huh?
Dr. Mario.
Okay.
Where we have to line up the
pills.
Or why
don't we both play, Jordan?
I personally don't mind.
All right, second play, two-player game, virus level. We're going to put that up.
Yeah.
All right, bump yours up to 10, too, here. Let's... Okay. Do we want fever, chill, or off? I don't know.
I mean, either one.
Let's go fever. All right, here we go. I'm player one, apparently. You're player two. So, I never played this game before. I don't know what I'm doing.
So, you got to line the pills up.
Okay, and I'm... Okay, I see what's going on now. Ooh, I think I get some right there, right? Nice. Boom. Okay.
Oh, I just failed mine.
Okay, we're going round two. So, one of the things when we're both playing, no one's talking.
Come on.
Oh!
Ah!
Okay, so if you don't know Dr. Mario, it's kind of Tetris.
No, that's green.
Just a little different. They're just pills, multicolored pills that you're trying to...
Oh, you can fix your problem. I just now fixed that.
Okay, well this...
Oh, no.
Ooh, Jordan.
Dude, I stink.
Yeah, not doing great. Okay, here we go. Now, granted, I've never played this before, or have I? Did I spend years as a child doing this? I didn't. I don't believe. I don't think I... I don't... What... Do you know what console Dr. Mario came out on first?
I think it was... the Nintendo.
The NES?
Yeah.
Well, I never played it. All right. Let's try it. All right, Dr. Mario, that wasn't bad. It's essentially Tetris.
Yeah.
It's just pills instead of blocks, and you have the Mario kind of theme going on. All right, let's do a little Ninja Turtles. We doing one, two, or three, do you think? What are we doing? Sorry?
Three.
Two, three, or four, but you said three, and that's one of the choices. Okay, let's see what Ninja... So, for those of you that don't know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles started as a comic book. And then spawned all these other things. So this version of the game, I've played a few of these games over the years. I don't know which one this is, but Jordan and I are going to play. We're watching just the... Okay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project. We're going to have two turtles.
The Manhattan Project was a nuke.
Yeah. Maybe that's how the... Oh, this is the one I thought it was. Okay. I've played this game before, I should tell you, Jordan.
God.
We played at the same time, I believe. So, let's go. We'll try to describe it. You pick who you want to be. You can be anyone you want. I'll pick second.
When did Mikey turn green?
I don't know. I don't... So, there's...
Because...
Purple, red, blue... Yeah. What color is Mike supposed to be?
Orange.
That's what I thought. I don't know. I mean, again, this is some horrible rip-off game thing. I don't know how they did any of this. Really wanted to get to the bottom of this. All right. You want to be Donatello?
Yeah.
And that would have been my choice, but that's cool. I'll be Raphael. So the turtles, so we're seeing a picture. The turtles are enjoying their vacation on a beach in Florida. When suddenly, come on, April's report is just about to start. I'm watching TV right now.
Oh, the little box.
Here in New York, crime is escalating every day, says April. Gee, what happened? Oh, the TV went blank. Uh-oh, bummer, dudes. It's Shredder. Here comes Shredder.
Oh.
And now...
Is New York just now rising?
New York is rising from the ocean.
Is this now God?
Turtles, I'm taking April along with Manhattan Island.
Just imagine being a normal human seeing this.
And watching that happen?
Yeah, basically, some random man as in medieval armor just took right. New York and lifted it out of the ground.
Couple questions for you, and we're about to play the game.
Yeah?
So, this is a side-scroller. It's kind of like Street Fighter. People are going to pop out, and we have to fight them. That's essentially what it is.
Okay.
Have you ever seen, have you ever read any of the Turtle comic books?
No.
Have you ever seen any of the movies?
I've seen the movies.
Did you, I think there was a cartoon show, too.
Yeah, there was.
Did you see that?
Yes.
So you're familiar with the...
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Ninja Turtles.
Alright, okay. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. You're, I'm red, you're purple.
I got a stick.
Nope. Oh. Okay. Okay. Now we're just fighting. I don't think we can hit each other. I don't know.
Oh, I just picked him up with the stick.
I can't hit you.
Oh, gold ones.
Oh, and if you jump in the air and hit your attack button, you do like a jump kick, yeah. So we got some purple bad guys coming at us.
And no, Ryan's not talking about me.
Nope. No, that's right. You do have your purple. I play this game. I guess probably on this. Oh, no. I actually have this game for the NES. So I play this with... or used to play this with my sister-in-law, she's probably 15 now. And,
I just missile drop kicked him.
And she loves this game and loves to try to, whenever we play it, she,
red.
Tries to just beat me up. But I'm so much, not to brag that I'm so much better than her, but I am. I'm so much better at her than Ninja Turtles.
Health.
Oh, you're not doing so well. There's some pizza up there, but I don't think you can eat it.
Oh.
So, it looks like we're still on vacation.
Yeah.
Because we're like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. A bunch of people just... what are these guys called? Do they have, like, names? He's just throwing sand at your corpse?
Oh, I just died.
I think you can hit start and come back.
Nope, not start.
Oh, select. Hit select. I need your help. Come back.
Oh, I gotta choose another turtle.
Oh, right. That is the thing. Once a turtle's dead, a turtle's dead. Here they come, out of the ground.
Oh, that didn't sound sad at all.
I know. I'm sorry. We're talking about fake turtles, though. We're not talking about real turtles. All right. Wow, we've developed a good rhythm here, Jordan. We're going to... a lot of people might be wondering, how is this a class for school? But Jordan and I are learning to work together as a team.
Okay. Oh, you can do another special attack if you just jump.
Yeah.
And then, because I was just able to do a spin with my katanas.
Oh, all right. We're in Key West, so we're still in Florida. Now, here's the part of the game that's going to get crazy. Because we're going to get on surfboards soon. Ooh, did you see this? You press down both buttons. When you're in the air, you can do a different attack.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
That's what you were talking
about? Come here, you little stinker.
Oh!
Oh, no,
what?
They are signs!
Oh, these guys were hiding behind signs on the boardwalk, on the pier, I guess. And they just crushed us with their signs.
Come here. Missile drop kick.
I think there's a bunch of different attacks, maybe.
Oh! You just killed me.
Sorry, my bad.
I think I only have Raphael yet. Or, no, I still have Mike.
Welcome back.
Got Mike.
Now we walk
down.
Oh,
Mike does a donkey kick.
Yeah, if you press down and attack, it's a different move, too. Right.
They popped out the floorboards.
Yeah, we're going to get on to surfboards soon.
Mikey, you should be good at this, man.
At surfing?
Yeah. It looks like I'm holding a golf club.
Yes, it does. Don't fall in those holes. good rule of thumb for almost any game.
I almost just did.
Oh, ooh, what was that move? That was cool.
Yeah, that's what I was
like
talking about.
Handstand spring up thing? That was cool.
Yeah, donkey kick.
Uh-oh.
Oh, who's this guy?
We got a boss here to kill.
Oh, it's Rhino. Or is that Bebop? It's either Rocksteady or Bebop. Oh, he is just whooping me.
Yeah, I'm coming at. I'm coming.
Come
don't
on,
worry.
Come on, come on. Oh God, he killed me.
Well, come back.
I've now only got Raphael. I've now only got Raphael.
I will say that every time I kick him, he just takes me out.
Dang.
Wow, he is this. Whoever this person is.
He's so... Why is he such a tank?
I don't know, but I thought... Oh, we got him!
There we go.
And the second we hit him, he shrinks down. Uh-oh, here we go. Surfboard style. Now we're surfing, dude.
I've only got Raphael.
Okay. Cowabunga, dudes. I knew they were going to say that. Let's ride the wave to Manhattan.
All the way to Manhattan. Jeez.
You can jump, you can do your things, you can turn around, apparently.
Yeah, let me just poke you. Come here.
So we're on surfboards going very fast.
I don't know how these are two motorized heavy turtles can go this fast.
They're obviously like motorized surfboards, I guess. There's no waves in this ocean at all.
I'm actually surprised.
Oh, sorry. Not trying to...
I'm...
All right. Okay, there's more coming. What was that?
They're dolphins. They're dolphins.
They're evil dolphins?
Oh, they just got both of us.
I just whacked a bunch of them.
Oh, but a bunch of them just whacked you.
Oh, yeah? You're coming backwards? I'm not even... My surfboard just disappeared. I'm floating on the water right now, and I don't know why.
You're walking on water.
Where is my surfboard? Oh, I just got electrocuted.
Missile dropkick. Stab.
Those things are electrocute you that are flying at us now? Oh, come on. This is ridiculous. All right, my surfboard's back.
Oh, I got hit. I'm safe if I stay in this corner.
Yeah, I'll do all the work. Oh my god. I'm just staying in this one corner.
And Ryan, you could have just stayed in this one corner with me. Beating. Oh, nope. Never mind. It's not cheating.
All right, I'm going to hang out down here with you then.
No, now we got to fight some dudes.
No, I'm taking a breather. Uh-oh. They figured out my trick.
Oh, here we go. Stab him. Stab.
How come I'm getting electrocuted nonstop? Ah! Whoops, wrong one. All right, I'm Leo.
Ah! They figured out our trick. Oh, no. Missile dropkick.
All right, so now there's some bad guys and some flying machines. I don't know what they look like, snow machines for the air. From what I can tell, there's no way to beat these guys. I don't even know which. Oh, I'm that guy?
You're Mikey.
I thought I was you.
So apparently, on the water, he's orange. But on land, he's green.
Yeah, I don't know how you beat these guys. This is not easy at all.
Oh god, I'm so low. I'm so low.
I keep forgetting which one I am. Okay, we destroyed these two bags. I think that those are probably the bosses of this. We made it. We made it off the water. That's so cool. Okay.
Is this Shredder's
submarine? We're doing pretty
submarine?
Good. We're doing pretty good. I would watch out for that manhole you're about to step on, because My guess is it goes down. Oh, maybe not.
I'm waiting for him. Oh! Oh! Oh, game over.
So we're walking on this, like, I don't know what it is, but
submarine.
A submarine, and Jordan's like, I'm waiting, and I just walk, and this thing pops out and shoots a fireball at me and burns me. Oh. Okay. So that was Ninja Turtles Take Manhattan or something. Alright, that was that Ninja Turtles 3?
Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna try Ninja Turtles 4 now, Jordan. Let's see what this one is. Alright, it's a Konami game. Konami made great games like the Contra series, Russian Attack. I'm sure a bunch of others. Okay, Manhattan, present day.
Glad that we didn't save Manhattan.
Alright, we're just doing player versus player. So this is you and I just fighting each other.
Alright.
Okay, you can be whoever you want to be. You're going to be Shredder?
Always wanted to.
Really? I guess I'm going to be...
Is that Ratman?
This guy?
Oh, no.
It looks like it says hot. I don't want to be hot. I'm going to be Donatello. Where do you want to fight?
Anywhere.
Waterfront. I play this one with my little sister-in-law, too. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm way better than her at it. Yeah.
Oh, I can't do the missile dropkick?
Wow, that was rough. So Jordan is Shredder. I am Donatello, I guess. Yeah. And I gotta be honest with you, I think I have met my match here, because Jordan is taking me down. Okay, what? What is that thing?
Oh, you hit it and it drops them.
Hopefully it's going to blow up right on you. Why is that not blowing up?
It is. Oh, never mind.
All right, I just got a good hit in. Yeah, I'm taking you down, Shredder. Boy. Oh, man, I did come back, though.
Yeah, you did.
Not enough, but...
I was like, Jesus.
I'm going to tell you, I think this is the last time we can do a podcast where we just play video games. Because I don't think it's very interesting to anybody.
No.
It's fun.
It's very fun.
But this may not be the best way to grow an audience.
Oh, come on, come on.
Do you want to just listen to two people play video games?
No way, you were thinking the same thing I was.
Well, come on, that was a good kick.
Oh God, I'm like Ryu from Street Fighter.
Yeah, that's what this is. It's Street Fighter, Ninja Turtle version of Street Fighter.
I just slammed you and killed you.
Okay, well that stunk. I don't.
Shredder. Is the player to go.
We gotta at least play the other Ninja Turtle game on here. Ninja Turtle 2.
Oh my God.
I mean, so far, Lassie Police Dog is my favorite. Alright.
Valentine's Day is coming up soon.
I know. I don't know when it is, but I should figure that out. Alright, so, this one, I know what this game is too. I think. Yeah, this one is more of like an adventure game. Like, we're on a quest of some sort.
Yeah.
It's not... Yeah, we gotta get April out. April's in trouble again. This April gets in more trouble. So there's a fire where... It kind of looks a little bit like the first game we played in that it sort of seems like it's kind of Street Fighter-ish. If you don't know what Street Fighter is, I know. There's probably other games that are like this.
Then you probably play actual games.
And you probably didn't stop playing games in 1989.
and you're an actual kid. So I would advise you, leave this podcast quick before we ruin your childhood.
All right, now that's entertainment, Jordan.
Oh, come on. Yeah, oh, Jesus, come on.
Okay, so there's the fire spreading. It's just a bunch of bad guys in purple costumes coming and attacking.
Come on, let me go, man. Just let me go.
Did it work?
They just keep grabbing you. That's it. Missile drop kick.
All right, so now we're going to... Oh, bowling ball. Giant bowling ball.
Oh, come on. How does that work?
So whenever we
step, in the way, yeah, we get crushed. Whenever they step in the way, no, they just don't, they don't get touched.
Oh, got hit again.
Oh.
Okay, how do we get past this part?
We gotta defeat the guys.
Yeah, but they just keep coming.
We gotta keep going then.
Ah,
go. That was good.
All right, so we got past the bowling balls, the giant Indiana Jones style bowling
come
balls.
Come on. Us. Let go of me, man. Let go of my friend. Stab.
No.
You have katanas, not a baton.
Well, I guess. Cantanas.
Oh, come on. I killed both.
You killed me, too.
Oh, sorry.
So, not cool, man. Not cool, dude, in Ninja Turtle speak.
Why did they have friendly fire?
Come on. Okay, let's see here, folks. First of all, if you're still listening, thank you so much.
Yeah, if you're still listening and still wanting to have your childhood ruined because you don't give a crap, then yeah, good job for you.
We apologize. This.
I just got crushed.
I think the last episode worked a little better than this one. Hey,
ah!
It's Pizza Hut.
Ah. Okay, wait. Now.
Jordan didn't get hit by a bowling ball.
Oh my lord above.
I'd rather
play
Moonbox than this game.
There's literally guys coming out every nook and cranny of this place. Come on. Have at me.
Part of my problem is I'm always like, which person am I? So I guess in this game I can't beat you up.
Come on. Wait, then how did I kill you?
I guess you didn't. I think maybe I was wrong. So, one thing I should say about all of these, actually, Ninja Turtle games, the graphics aren't bad. Like, the turtles look pretty good.
Yeah, they... Oh, white... we got
now
white now.
Now we have...
We have white ninjas.
We have stormtroopers from Hoth.
Well, they don't have stormtrooper aim, so...
That's what they look like, except there's some black...
Come on, I'm slicing and dicing.
Just
here.
Another current reference for people. Now, question, is this fire getting higher?
I think so.
It doesn't hurt you though. It's gonna hang out in the fire.
Oh yeah, sounds like a good thing to do. So, do you walk towards danger or no? I sit in the fire.
No, I just hung out in the fire because it wasn't hurting me as bad as these purple floats. Yeah, you're gonna take my guy like that?
Oh,
all right.
Oh.
So now we got
robots.
A bunch of R2-D2s running around killing us. Very, the weird Star Wars crossover here.
When after this, Star Wars is literally gonna sue everyone. Oh.
Well, folks.
Well, they killed me.
Um. thanks for listening. If you made it
thanks
through,
for sitting down.
I feel like
listening.
This was really was audio of two guys playing video games.
Yeah.
And honestly, none of these games were that bad. I mean, Movebox isn't great, but something interesting about it. This last Ninja Turtle game isn't good, but
no.
The other two were fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for listening. We'll try to do better next time. I don't know what else to say. Maybe this shouldn't even get released. I don't know. I don't think it's that good. Maybe we'll listen to this. If you're hearing this, we listened to it and decided it was up to par. If you didn't, then I'm talking to no one right now. And have been for the last hour. Jordan, thanks so much.
Always, Ryan.
And again, if you're listening, C-Man is coming. We're going to figure this out. Don't worry. Have a great week.